We're live, baby. What's up? Even Sabrina's here. Sabrina.
What's up, guys?
Come say hi.
Cosmos.
Is this the best day of your life?
The best.
Sabrina is the head of PragerForce. If you guys don't know what PragerForce is, I know a lot of you guys don't know. For some of you, you're live here on Instagram, and then there's the other people who are live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. This is Will With Live, baby. Best show on the planet. Best show that has ever happened. The best podcast you guys have probably ever seen. Are you leaving, Sabrina? Okay. PragerForce is our student program. If you're a student, check us out on Instagram at PragerForce. And also, you can join at prageru.com to join our student program. PragerForce, you can be all across the world, middle school, high school, college, young professional even. Join PragerForce, our student program. But this is Will Witt Live. Super happy to be here, guys. Hope you guys are having a good day. And I'm doing this one solo. Taylor is not here today. It's just me. So this is going to be a short and boring episode, I can assure you. But we're going to start with just one video. You guys who are watching on Instagram, you're just going to have to deal with this of not being able to see it. But all of you guys who are watching here, I want to get into this first because I saw this video and I thought just of how ridiculous it was. And I thought that we need to review this video. We need to go over this video. So let's do it. Okay. This is a video from Cut. It's called, "So What Exactly Are White People Superior At? Keep It 100, Black in America, Cut." That's what it's called. Okay, so basically, they took 100 black people in America, and they asked them this question of what white people are superior at. And you'll notice throughout this video, there aren't any conservative voices who they actually ask about this. It's all leftist black people who they ask. So it's not really any sort of diversity, it's just black people. But let's start this video and get into it, and you guys can listen in and hear.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Oh, well, according to television, everything. A white man could fly. Even a white woman, she could be 4'1". She knew karate. She could take down 15 people.
Let's do it, baby.
What are white people superior at?
Man.
Huh.
Oh, God.
What are white people superior at?
They just keep talking, mostly about their pets.
White people love their dogs. Like, that's.
We do. We do love our dogs. Dogs are great. As a white person, I can conclude that we do love our dogs.
That's all you see.
Cats, letting them get on your countertops while you're cooking. Yes, I get.
I do not like cats. And cats are for women. Cats are for women and yeah, I'm not a cat person. Hope you guys on Instagram can hear as much as I can. I can't really turn up the volume any more than it already is on there. So you might want to switch. If you're on Instagram, you can switch to YouTube, you can switch to my Facebook page, or you can switch to Twitter and you can watch it with a lot better sound on there. But yes, I don't like cats. My girlfriend's roommate has a cat and I don't like it. So I don't always like going over there. Anyway, get a dog. Real men have dogs.
I get that you love your pet, but like you need to take it everywhere, like everywhere. I guess, you know, hey, emotional support animals, I guess.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Fuck, man, like making cereal.
Casseroles.
What kind of casserole?
Tuna. It's always tuna. What do you mean? It's always tuna.
Using mayonnaise in a lot of their recipes.
Mayonnaise is disgusting. I hope you guys aren't using mayonnaise in your recipes because mayonnaise is so nasty. But just wait, okay? I know it's kind of fun right now. They start this off kind of fun, but it's about to get absolutely wild.
Bland food.
Unseasoned chicken.
How are you going to start whole spice wars and don't even use seasoning on your food? I mean, come on.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Smelling funky.
Santa Claus.
Extreme water sports.
Smelling funky. That's what we're superior at?
Corn mazes.
White people are great at having fun. That's a function of white supremacy because they just don't have as many stresses as we do.
White people are better at having fun than black people because we don't have as many stresses, which is a form of white supremacy, according to these people.
Superior at their privilege and utilizing it. We do not have the privilege to do whatever and however we want to.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Not getting arrested.
You know, I was driving down the street with down the highway with a friend of mine who was white. And he's like, I'm just going to pull over and pee. And I'm in the passenger seat. And I was like, please don't. Because a black man thinks differently. If I pull over to the side of the road and pee, a cop is going to be right behind me to punish me.
The media told you to think differently than the white guy. Okay? It's not that the cops are treating you differently. It's that the media told you that you're a black person. If you go pee on the side of the street versus a white person peeing on the side of the street, they're going to treat you worse. It's what the media told you. It's not actually what is the truth.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Insecurity.
Pretending.
Fear.
Being fearful of nothing.
Being ignorant.
Blame.
Letting their egos control their every move.
Privilege.
Privilege. Feeling victimized.
Playing the victim.
Congratulating themselves over shit that they're incompetent at.
Can you believe this? How ridiculous is that? This video. You see all the horrible things that they're saying about white people? About what white people are doing? Guys, just remember, you can put your questions down below, into the comments down below, if you have anything for today. And I'll be answering them at the end of this. But do you just hear the terrible things that they're saying? That white people are insecure. That white people are killing people. That white people have all these problems. That white people have all this privilege. I mean, all these terrible things. Just imagine if the roles were reversed. Just imagine if they asked 100 white people what white people are superior at to black people. That would never happen.
Or that should have already been done.
They're superior at being dicks.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Oppression.
Gaslighting.
Lack of empathy.
Intellectualizing oppression.
Did I say oppression?
This person isn't black. This person is white.
Oppression.
They're just creatively thinking of new ways of, like, always staying one step ahead of other people. If we get rid of slave catchers, then let's just expand the police force. Like, that stuff to me is wild.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Making us believe that we don't matter.
Believing that they're superior.
Feeling superior.
Thinking they're superior.
Thinking that they're superior.
Thinking that they are superior.
Self-delusion.
Controlling the narrative.
Believing their own press.
Marketing of white superiority.
Whether you are Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're conservative, like, white people are really good at upholding white supremacy.
How about...
The thing that I would love about this is any examples to actually showcase this white supremacy that they're talking about. Where is the white supremacy that these people are talking about? They are saying that white people are good at this. White people are good at showing that they are the supremacists or that they are overpowering black people. But none of these people can actually give a specific example of what white people are doing to actually make that happen. The left has used the mainstream media. They use videos like this to divide America. Okay, instead of trying to say, what is something, instead of making a video with black people and saying, what is something that you can come together with on white people, they say, why are white people superior? What makes white people superior to you? It's a way to make you feel angry towards white people, a way to shame white people, instead of trying to bring all races together. It's a way to make it seem that we can't get along, okay? People talk about Trump and conservatives and say, oh, it's conservatives who are the ones dividing our country. And Trump is the one who divided our country, of why there's so much racism in this country right now. It's like, no, it's the left. If the left didn't focus on race so much and tell everyone that they're so racist, then there wouldn't be this division in this country. There wouldn't be a division in this country if you didn't tell white people they're so racist, right? That just wouldn't be the case. You make white people feel bad. It's very strange. It's like when the whole George Floyd stuff was going on, you had white people kissing black people's feet. It was just, it's strange. It's strange with these things that are going on. They're dividing this country and they're ruining it with videos like this.
Claiming that, you know, they are actually a whole separate race, when actually white DNA comes from the black female.
So what exactly are white people superior at?
Honey, lying, stealing, and cheating.
Manipulating.
We're better at lying, stealing, and cheating. That's what white people are better at, according to these people in this video. Is that not racist? Is that not racist to say that? What if some conservative person, some conservative media personality, me or Dennis or someone else came on and said, oh, you know what black people are better at? Lying, stealing, and cheating. Like, you would be canceled forever. I mean, it's such a horrible thing.
Withholding information.
Lying?
Telling lies.
What kind of lies?
The lies of history. They say that history is written by the victor, but the victor could be replaced by the colonizer.
What are white people superior at?
Conquering.
Imperialism.
Imperialism.
Colonizing. Colonize.
Colonialism.
Colonization.
Colonization. They might be better at that than us and everybody else, really.
They ballsy. They rose up all over the world and they walk into everybody's house and says, oh, this is nice. I'm going to take your shit. And they...
Where? I mean, white people throughout history, lots of white people have done pretty bad things, right? We're not going to lie. There's been a lot of history throughout thousands of years that haven't been good things for white people, okay? No one's denying that. But I don't like these broad statements about white people are coming into your house and stealing your crap. It's just not true. It's just not true that white people are doing that. Let's finish.
They have no qualms about it. They can take it.
We have no qualms about it either. We can just get away with it and do it. And we just, whatever.
Anything, baby.
What exactly are white people superior at?
They're real good at violence.
Violence.
Genocide.
It's like stealing people's lives just because they feel like it.
If you are white and you...
This guy's beard and afro.
You know this is happening and you say nothing, then you're a killer too. You are adopting a whole philosophy that says it's okay to do this, and part of that philosophy allows you to be ignorant, right? And they're like, oh, I didn't know.
What exactly are white people superior at?
Taking what's not there.
Taking shit.
Taking our ideas.
Copycatting.
Gentrification.
Appropriating things that do not belong to them.
Taking over other people's cultures and making you believe that they invented it.
Maybe they're thinking of it as repurposing. It's like recycle and repurpose.
As my grandma would say, them white folk, they'll take it if you don't copyright it.
They are very good at destruction of land, destruction of people, destruction of humanness.
What exactly are white people superior at?
White people are not superior with anything.
Nothing.
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 There is nothing.
Nothing.
I don't believe that they're superior in any way, shape, or form.
Just because our skin color is different, you're no better than me, you're no smarter than me. No, no superiority there.
What a trip. What did you guys think of that video, huh? Hopefully you guys on Instagram could hear that video that was going on. You guys here watching on YouTube or Facebook or wherever else, you guys heard that video. What a ridiculous thing to make and to put it out there and be proud of a video like that. That's just mind-boggling to me, the division that's going on in this country, right? Of course we want to uplift everyone's voice. We want everyone to be able to speak their mind and say what they mean, but a video like this does... I mean, really, in my opinion, the video like this does nothing good for this country. It does nothing good for this country for them to get 100 black leftists to come on and to say how bad white people are. Because this white person that they're kind of talking about, it really means conservative in a lot of ways. You know, when people talk about like the straight white male, they're talking about conservatives in a lot of ways, like a straight white male conservative at the same time. So it's like that's kind of the broad definition. It's these people throughout history, straight white males, who have done horrible, horrible things throughout history and that now our world is terrible because of them. It's a sad way to live your life, to not be able to... Look, we're switching cameras. To not be able to look past historical injustices or look past things that have happened hundreds of years ago and say we're growing from it. It's a terrible thing that you can't look at me as Will Witt and say... Okay, your white people in the past might have done some bad things, but I want to look at you like an individual. To not be able to do that, to not be able to recognize that is racism. That is what racism is. The things that these people in this video said are incredibly racist. Those are incredibly racist things that they said, but they can get away with it because they're on the left. The left can get away with their racism because their racism is in the mainstream. The leftist racism is the mainstream agenda, and if you believe in those kind of things and believe how terrible white people are, how terrible conservatives are, how terrible America is, that is the prevalent culture in America right now. So you're not deemed as racist, you're deemed as being brave, when in reality, you're shallow and you're dull. If you really want to change things in America to make race relations better, stop focusing on the things of what makes another race suck and start working on the things that can bring us all together. That's what you have to do. It's not about finding the things in a certain race. I mean, this is like what I learned in first grade. This is like what my first grade teacher told me, where it's like, don't be racist. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't even thinking about racist. This is my friend over here. Like, I'm not racist at all. And now it's all in reverse now. Now being racist is cool if you're on the left. Being racist to white people is cool. Hating conservatives and hating America is cool. And that sucks. That sucks that America is this way right now. It's really aggravating, especially with like everything going on with the election and everything going on with, I mean, I guess really the election, our systems at B. It's like there were these things that were set up by the founding fathers, right? The Constitution, the three branches of government, and the checks and balances that we have. And now we're seeing in America right now these things failing, these things not being able to protect our liberties, these things being able to not, how do you say, work the way that they're supposed to work. So you have that. And then you have the culture in America not being what it should be, not advocating the right beliefs and values. It's like, for me personally, I mean, it's a pretty scary time in America right now. I'm going to be honest. That's like my diagnosis right now, that it's a scary time, that the culture is all wrong and the systems that have been in play for hundreds of years in America are no longer safe. It seems like the things that are supposed to protect our liberties are no longer going to be protecting our liberties now. So there's my rant of the day about what's going on and about that video, because it just made me upset. I don't like that video at all. Raymond said, okay, I'm an old man, so what is gaslighting? I don't know. What is gaslighting? Maybe someone here can explain gaslighting better than I can. I don't know exactly how to explain it. So, I don't know. Steven said, why in 2020 is it okay to be racist against white people? And why do you think it is that the media and social media are so complicit? It is okay to be racist against white people. It's okay to hate conservatives. It's okay to hate America because, again, that's the prevalent culture. But it's a way for people to feel good about themselves. When you have no other personality trait other than hatred or saying that you're against some sort of culture within your world, that is your personality trait. I mean, really, these are boring people. People who hate America and live here are boring people with very shallow and dull ideas, okay? It makes them feel good about themselves, though. Instead of having something interesting to talk about or something great that they can actually bring that's positive to a conversation or something positive about what they want to actually change in America or change in their own communities, they bring up something completely negative and they think that it makes them an interesting person. But it doesn't make them an interesting person. All it does is make them look shallow and they try to use it to virtue signal and make themselves feel good about it. Make themselves feel good about it, and I think people are starting to really look past the left's lies and starting to look past to what the left is saying when they're talking about racist white people and how terrible conservatives are and how terrible America is. I think people are starting to look past it and get tired of it. But then videos like this come out, and it all goes backwards. Okay, guys, I think let's get into the next part, which is just about Thanksgiving. This is going to be a shorter one today. A shorter podcast. Usually I go for about an hour, but today we're probably just going to go until we finish what I'm talking about now, which is about Thanksgiving. You guys celebrating Thanksgiving? I had someone at PragerU today, an employee. I was talking to them. They said Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday. Can you believe that? I love Thanksgiving. I think it's a great holiday, but no way it's my favorite holiday. Whose favorite holiday is Thanksgiving? Your favorite holiday better not be Thanksgiving. Your favorite holiday should be Christmas or Halloween. All the other holidays, some of them are good, some of them are bad, but Thanksgiving is not the best holiday. Christmas is by far the best holiday. If you don't think Christmas is the best holiday, there's something wrong with you. You get presents. You get presents, and you get to come with your family and have good food, and it's so magical and wonderful, and everyone's trying to be nice, and there's movies. How can you not think Thanksgiving is the best, or Christmas is the best holiday? You know the worst holiday? New Year's. New Year's Eve is the worst holiday. I hate New Year's. I do not like New Year's. I've never had, maybe this is just personal, but I've never had a good New Year's. I think New Year's is a terrible holiday. There are just too many expectations for New Year's. There are too many expectations for New Year's that people just can't ever live up to. Like, I always expect that New Year's is going to be the best holiday. I'm going to go out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then it's never fun. People are stupid on New Year's. Everything's packed and crowded. And it's just not fun. I don't like New Year's. It's a bad holiday, okay? New Year's sucks. Holiday I do like, let's talk about another thing I hate. I was just talking about the left being negative and things that they actually talk about, but let's talk about one more holiday. Valentine's Day. Do not like Valentine's Day at all. I think Valentine's Day sucks too. I was talking to a lot of people about this, but my girlfriend, like I'm dating someone, right? Let's say I'm dating someone, and I want to give them something really nice on Valentine's Day. I give them a necklace or I give them, you know, giant teddy bear. It's like, to me, that means nothing. It's like, I don't want to be that person to just give you something on Valentine's Day. I want to be someone to do special things for you every single day because, you know, I love you. I'm going to continue to do that. I want to do special things for you all the time, not just on one special day. I think Valentine's Day is a lazy day for men who can't get their act together the rest of the year. So on a Hail Mary, they try and get a present on Valentine's Day instead of actually being nice to their girlfriends or wives the rest of the year. Be better, men. Okay? Men are, you make me sick, men. Men are disgusting. Men are pigs. No, you men are fine. Okay? I love you, men. But not like that. You know what I mean. Men, do something special for your girlfriend or your wife on any day but Valentine's Day. You should tell your girlfriend you're no longer going to celebrate Valentine's Day with her. She will love that, okay? Don't get her anything. Forget about it. And, you know, go on with your life. You'll be better off, and she'll thank you for it. Anyway, this is my little holiday rant. But Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I know it's a tough time in America right now. The election. We got COVID. People are dying. Cities are still being locked down despite things getting better, in my opinion. The election's crazy. Still tons of racial tension. I mean, a lot of things are going wrong with our country right now. But we have a lot to be thankful for, okay? You still, many of you, hopefully if you're watching, we still live in America, the greatest country on earth. And there's still a lot of things that we can be hopeful for, okay? Technology is advancing at an alarming rate. It's something we can really look forward to, which means things are going to get better. Things are going to get easier. Things are going to get less expensive, hopefully, when it comes to that sector. We can be thankful that the people who we do have in our lives that are in good health, are in good health, and that we continue to stick with them, pray for them, and that we continue to stay not sick, I guess is the best way to put that. And we can pray that the lockdowns end, and we can be hopeful that one day this will end. We can be thankful for a lot of things. I know you guys can. So I want everyone to just, if you take anything away from this podcast today, just, you know, Thanksgiving, it's very easy to just like be like, oh, whatever, we're going to have some dinner and just hang out with some people, and that's going to be the end of Thanksgiving. But, you know, for me personally, I was just talking to my girlfriend again last night, or this was two nights ago, one night, I don't know. But we were talking about my life and stuff, and that this year has been the best year of my entire life. You know, even with COVID, even with this crazy election, even with the riots here in Los Angeles, this year, 2020, has been the best year of my entire life because of, tons of different factors, but it's been the best year. And there's a lot that I'm thankful for. So this year, like, I'm taking a lot of time to actually reflect on the things that went well and be thankful for them and be grateful for them. There's nothing more important than being grateful. When I was going through college, when I was going through high school, I was a very ungrateful person. I was ungrateful to my family. I was ungrateful to my friends. I just wasn't thankful to anyone who actually put their neck on the line to actually help me out. And now I feel like I'm a very grateful person. I really try and thank all the people who make my life better. So my advice to you guys is that, you know, Thanksgiving, you might just be home drinking wine, having a good time, but take the time to thank someone in your life who, you know, you wouldn't normally thank, but it means a lot to them. It means a lot when people say thank you to me. When you guys send me nice messages or tell me something online and you say thank you, it really means a lot to me. It might seem like some small thing, but stuff like that goes a long ways. Even for people like me who gets tons and tons of messages, send it to someone who doesn't get those kind of messages and tell them how thankful you are for them. It'll go a long way. It really will. I promise you guys. All right, guys, that's where we're going to end the podcast today. I really appreciate you guys tuning in and being here. It's a shorter day. I know a lot of you guys are on vacation, probably just tuned in for part of this or whatever. Not a big deal. It's all good. But I appreciate you guys watching however much you did. And we're going to see you guys in 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to have not a podcast, but a very special guest interview coming on at the same time as the podcast, so you guys can look forward to. It's going to be very, very epic. And that's about all we got, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me and PragerU on social media. Remember, go to our store, shop.prageru.com, to get $5 off of everything on Black Friday. Go check out PragerForce. Follow me and share this video with your friends and give it a like. All right, guys, that was a lot of tasks for you guys to do. Hopefully you can keep up. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Peace.